I heard that Rav Avigdor Miller Zatzal placed a great emphasis on speaking only Yiddish at home, i.e. as opposed to English. This would serve as a protective measure against outside influences. Neither my wife and I come from Yiddish-speaking families, and this language is quite strange to us. Does the Rav attach any importance to learning Yiddish and making it the language of the home, or is English also fine? I would also be interested to know if the Rav feels it appropriate to ask whether the Rav personally makes a point of only speaking Yiddish with his family. Shimon Freis, Beit Shemesh. First of all, I speak English, or sometimes my children speak Hebrew to each other. I didn't grow up in a home where they spoke Yiddish, and therefore my Yiddish is very, very limited, and I could not make Yiddish the main language of my home. In Europe, where Yiddish was the language of Jews and helped to separate between Jews and non-Jews, Yiddish was a very important thing. And even in early America, where the Jews spoke Yiddish as their mama lashon, it served as this buffer. However, as Yiddish became not used for whatever reason, and it would mean having to learn another language that's not your mama lashon, then it's more significant not what language you speak, but what is the context and the content of the language that you speak. And a Jew should speak English like a yeshivish ben Torah and bas Torah speaks English. I don't mean yeshivish English. I mean the content and what kind of things are said and how the words are said and what kind of refinement that makes the kind of language that one speaks different than what's spoken in the street. Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky told me we once wanted to teach a class in Yiddish, to learn Yiddish for children in our school, and he told me that he holds that children should learn in the language that they speak regularly, their mama lashon, otherwise it impairs their learning. And if children speak English, that's their mama lashon, then they should learn in English, not in Hebrew, not in Yiddish. And the learning of Yiddish, therefore, if it impairs other learning, may not be a value to itself.